Hello, everybody. Monday, April 25th, 2022. Welcome to a brand new week with the CrossFit Linchpin Private Track. If you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support. If you're brand new, I think you're going to have a blast. If you're brand new, there's something you should do. Or if you've been around for a while and just haven't done it yet. And that's before you continue watching this video. There's another video attached to today. I attach it to every Monday. It's entitled, New to Linchpin? Watch this first. And you really should. It's a bit on the longer side, but you only have to watch it once. And it breaks down all the information that I talk about in these daily videos so that it actually makes sense, you know how to apply it, and then you really maximize the experience that you have with the Linchpin Private Track. Why do we do a not-for-time workout each week? What does that mean? What's a super fitness robot time? Talk to me about the accessory work. What is the wild card option compared to the prescribed? What's the difference? All of that stuff is in that video, so please go check it out and then come on back. Here we go. We've got a little bit of a dirty chipper today, but I hope you enjoy it. CrossFitters are crazy, so you probably will. Here's what we have. For time, a 400-meter dumbbell farmer's carry. What a wonderful way to start a workout. Into 200 double-unders, that's a set that makes people smile. 100 wall-ball shots, that makes me frown, personally. And then 50 chest-to-bar pull-ups. The farmer's carry is done with a pair of 50-pound dumbbells for men, a pair of 35s for women. Or you have to carry something else, go ahead and carry something else. None of this certainly needs to be unbroken. Hopefully that goes without saying. But it's a chipper, so it's supposed to be big chunks of work that you have to just chip away at, and you can't move on to the next item of work until you complete that first thing. So you know, you do the farmer's carry, takes whatever it takes you, and you can start to do the 200 double-unders, break them up however you need to break them up, but you can't move on to the 100 wall ball shots until you finish the 200 double-unders. Same with the wall balls, the chest to bars, etc., etc. So, big chunks of work. There's going to be a lot of resting, a lot of breaking up sets. You got to do it every now and then. We've got a video showing all those movements, except for the farmer's carry. Super fitness robot time for this, we're saying, is 18 minutes or less. More likely time could drift up to 32 minutes for sure. The wild card option today is a bit interesting. So, it comes out to the exact same amount of work. All the loadings are the same and all of that. But instead of done chipper style, if you look at this and you're just like, oh, those big sets would just kill me too much. This would take me 45 minutes. This is no good. Well, then we made it a 5-round workout. And so the wild card option is 5 rounds for time, 50-meter dumbbell farmer's carry. I know that doesn't come out to exactly the same distance. My apologies. 50 double-unders, 20 wall ball shots, and 10 chest to bar pull-ups. So the wall ball shots are the same, the chest to bar pull-ups are the same, it's a little less from the farmer's carry, and it is a pinch more on the double unders, so you're welcome. Should be a good time. Scaled option for time, still a chipper. 200 meter dumbbell farmer's carry, we knocked down the loading, pair of 35s for men, pair of 25s for women. 100 single unders, 50 wall ball shots, and then 25 pull-ups or ring rows. The wall ball shots, you know, prescribed is traditionally to a 10-foot target for men, a 9 for women, with a 20-pound ball for men and a 14-pound ball for women. The scaled option, we're saying 9-foot target for men, 8 for women. Of course, modify that if you have to. And then a 14-pound ball for men and a 10-foot target for women. And I'll say, I frequently use a 20-pound ball, but to a 9-foot target, because the 10-foot target just doesn't feel good on my neck when I crane my neck up to see it, so fitness is still achieved. Do what you gotta do to make smart decisions. And the pull-ups or ring rows, your choice. If you go with the ring row route, make your body angle challenging enough that you just don't blow through 25 unbroken. I'd want to see you doing them in tough sets of 5 would be ideal. We've got videos showing all of those movements for the scaled option. Now for the limited equipment crew, they don't have a wall ball, so we're going to give them a little something special. They have 400 meter dumbbell farmer's carry, 200 double unders, 40 air squats. Then they grab just one dumbbell, a 50-pounder for the men or 35 for the women. They do 20 dumbbell thrusters using just their left arm. Swap that dumbbell over to the right, and then do 20 dumbbell thrusters with just the right arm. And then you do 50 chest to bar pull-ups to end it out. And to be clear, with those dumbbell thrusters, you only have loading in the working arm. It's not like the other dumbbell is just sitting in the front rack and you have to still squat every time. No. You're only using one dumbbell, period, for those. For the limited equipment crew, super fitness robot time, 16 minutes or less, more likely 28 minutes and 30 seconds. The no equipment workout today for time, a 1,200 meter run, 200 jumping jacks, 100 air squats, and 50 hand release push-ups, or regular push-ups, or knee push-ups, or elevated push-ups. Accessory work for the day, optional as always, dumbbell box step-ups, 30 to 50 reps total, alternating legs each step. You choose the height, you choose the loading. We've got a video showing that. And then for 10 minutes, work on the skill of your choice. Shooter's choice. Enjoy. Cool down and stretching. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes. Casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then for the stretches, we have the chest and pecs, hands behind, calves and foam rolling, and the glute stretch. And the day ends with the same couple phrases that we say at the end of every day's training. We mean them. We hope you take them to heart. Remove ego. Embrace scaling. Be smart. Be safe. Support each other. Have fun. And post your results. That's Monday. I will see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.